I'm Bill Preller. I'm the Director of Sales and Marketing for Crop Production Equipment for Case IH North America, Planting, Seeding, and Tillage Equipment.
We're out here on the Ag Connect show floor. It's just the second annual Ag Connect, but it's a big show. What is Case IH doing out here in this huge display that you have?
Well, first off, we're having fun because it's always a great time to talk with customers, and that is the focus of this show. It is very much true to the Connect portion in the title, which is our focus is on key producers. This is not an iron show. This is a technology and people show. And on our half, we have invited customers here. We'll be doing that over the next 3 days. It is really about having a good dialogue with customers. An example I would use is that a customer was quizzing me about some planter functions a little bit ago, but I think they were almost taken aback that I was asking them just as many questions about their operation and what they see coming. This is truly a place to make a deep connection on a dialogue with key producers. The other half of this show is really about the technology, and in crop production we're featuring several different pieces. The EcoloTiger 870 with its patented double-edged reel, the Precision Hoe 800 with its patented parallel linkage, and of course the Early Riser planter with industry exclusive 10 different design features in the row unit. And it's really not about the iron, it's about the implementation of the technology to solve the needs of the customer.
Well, let's talk about that specifically. What's going to be out there in the spring when farmers are getting out in the fields?
Well, the good news for much of the Corn Belt anyway, and not all across North America, but at least in much of the Corn Belt, we came out of a wide open fall with a great harvest, and people were able to do some of the remedial soil management things that they really needed to do, frankly, coming out of the prior year where there was so much compaction and so much mudding of crop in and out of the field. And so we're set up for a pretty good spring across most of the Corn Belt. Now the emphasis is going to be on maximizing the yield potential with good seed bed preparation, timely operations. If you go to Western Canada in the seeding areas, they had a little more difficult fall, and they're going to be a little more focused on some residue management and really kind of recovering from what was a little more difficult harvest for them.
In general, it seemed to be a pretty fair harvest in many parts of the United States, and commodity prices have done well. What has that done for companies like Case IH?
Obviously, it's good for the equipment companies. It's good for all of the input suppliers because it's good for the farmers. It's not that we're somehow separate. In fact, we're integrally linked with the farmers, and their fortune is our fortune, good or bad. And so the fact that net farm income is strong, even though yields were not as good as what many people would have liked them to have been last year, they were good enough, and that coupled with the global demand obviously has led to a lot of income, and that's good for everybody involved.
What do you think it's done for traffic here and for interest from customers?
Well, this show, Ag Connect, is unique in that it is really targeted at a professional producer, the professional ag production managers. And so we're already dealing with an elite class of customer, if you will, of truly professional farmers. So we already have that in our favor. But then you couple that with the tax advantages in the U.S. of depreciation. You couple that with the income levels. Clearly, farmers are in a very good mood. And there are some concerns about the future, but they're in a mood that they're refreshing their fleets. They're recognizing that this is a time to invest in their operations.
Is that what you need? Okay. One thing I forgot is I didn't ask.